Right now, I'm joined by Jeffrey Drake Brockman. He is an artist, a cybernetics expert, and he has developed the Floribot. He's here to tell us exactly what that means. Welcome, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much, Beck, for having me on the show. I am an artist, and the type of art that I make is cybernetics art. And the word cybernetics comes from a guy called Norbert Wiener back in the 1950s. And he used this word, he coined this word to describe systems that were adaptive. That is, things that don't just run in a cycle, but steer their path through from the past to the future in a way that takes into account the events that are happening in real time. And a cybernetic system can be anything. It can be biological, it can be technological. But the artworks I make, they use technology of various kinds. And the work that's coming up for exhibition in Perth is called Floribots, and it uses some electronics and some origami and a few other systems to create an adaptive artwork. That is something that responds to its audience.
It's origami, but it's not paper origami, is it?
Oh, yes, it's paper. Each
it
one
is paper.
Individually folded. This particular artwork, it's how old now? First exhibited in 2005, so it's coming up to being 20 years old, I guess. And it's worn out its origami several times. They have to be refolded, and it's got 128 origami chatterboxes folded out of squares of paper. Yeah.
Wow. And then these Floribots dance with the audience.
They dance with the audience. They sure
do. They move, but we interpret it as dance. They kind of are choreographed according to what the audience is doing?
That's right. That's the whole, I guess, cybernetic aspect of it. They take into account what's happening in the room. There is some electronics and some software involved. So Floribots has sensors. It has 8 sensors, and it's able to detect what the audience is doing. And in response to audience input, it composes a dance, which it depends on what's happening in the room. It's never repeated. So each time you visit Floribots, its behavior will be a little bit different. And as the Floribot's mind runs over time, it develops its own kind of idiosyncratic preferences. So it changes its response as well.
You refer to it as a singular it.
Mm.
They're made up of several, many flowers.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, you know, Floribot's the name. It's a plural, but I do refer to it as a singular it. I think of it as a collective organism.
Mm.
So I guess examples of that we're familiar with are things like ants, the way they behave, they swarm. Bees are another example. So there are many of them. But when you go and experience Floribots, they have this kind of coordinated behavior. They behave with a single purpose and a single choreographic kind of mind, even though there are lots of them. They're all networked together. You can actually see the wires that connect all 128 Floribots into this collective organism. So they bridge that that idea of being singular and being multiple, that's one of the things that Floribots presents to the world, I guess.
This work itself is several years old. It's been to New York. It has been around Australia. It's the first time that it's coming back to Australia since 2007. What other works have you created in that time?
Quite a few. Some of the works I do are publicly installed, permanent artworks. So, for example, one that a lot of people might have seen is on the forecourt in front of the Perth Arena. It's called Totem, technically. That's its formal name, but everyone calls it the pineapple, okay? which is actually a moving kinetic sculpture that also responds to its environment. But other ones that people might be familiar with, there's an LED light installation at the New Children's Hospital. There's also a cybernetic work. And there are other kind of slightly more conventional kind of works. For example, there's a stone and stainless steel sculpture called Spiral in front of the police headquarters on the corner of Rowan Fitzgerald Street, not far from here at RTR.
Are you okay with everyone calling Totem the Pineapple?
Well, it's a funny thing. I kind of realised that this nickname was going to happen even before it was installed. I thought, what does it look like? It looks like a spiky kind of corn cob kind of thing. Yeah. No, I'm kind of pleased. I still call it its formal name, but I recognise that it's the pineapple in public consciousness. I think it's a little bit of a compliment to get a nickname, I guess.
I guess as well it extends this idea of dialogue. If your work in cybernetics are about this dialogue between human and art object, then nicknaming it is kind of fitting.
Yeah, it's part of that conversation, yeah. I guess the cybernetics concept is that the artwork exists as a physical thing and as an algorithm, if you like. But the real expression of it is its interaction with people and the performance that takes place when people enter the room. I think to a large extent that is the cybernetic outcome. The interaction between the human being and the artwork creates this sequence in time which is different every time.
I'm very much looking forward to getting down to, is it Moana or Mona? Another one of those big questions that
we have to
wrestle with here.
Oh, look, I've always called it Mona, but who knows? Yeah,
we'll
Mona
continue
Chambers.
To call it Mona Chambers, and check out Florabots. And, just to give a nod to the Pineapple/Totem at the Perth Arena next time that you're down there, and think of Jeffrey working away at his cybernetics. Jeffrey, thank you so much for making the time to have a chat with us today about cybernetics and the work that you are creating within this field.
Thank you very much, Beck. The exhibition opens on Saturday the 5th of November and is a free public exhibition. Please do come along.